Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 23rd. You'll be interested to know. The quirky holiday, Festivus, popularized by a 1997 Seinfeld episode, originated with the writer, Daniel O'Keefe, in 1966. Celebrated today, it features an aluminum pole, feats of strength, and airing of grievances. The motto, Festivus for the rest of us, symbolizes the holiday alternative for those who feel like Christmas is just too mainstream. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it might be lightly snowing, and it feels like 23 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 4:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:11. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with a high near 26 and a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with snow showers likely after 11 p.m., a low around 20, and a gentle southwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 8:30 with a high tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 46 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect snow showers on Tuesday morning, turning mostly cloudy by afternoon, with a high near 35. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy and chilly, with a low around 20. Christmas Day brings mostly sunny skies and a high near 31. Wednesday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 24. Thursday will be mostly sunny again, with a high near 34. Thursday night has a slight chance of snow showers, then partly cloudy with a low around 24. Friday will stay mostly sunny with a high near 37, and Friday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 25. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, experience the Winterfest in the Boston area, a massive outdoor holiday festival at Hood Park in Charlestown, running until January 25, 2025. This winter wonderland spans over 2 acres, featuring stunning light displays and the signature ice castle, perfect for photos. Ice skating is available for $20 per hour for adults and $15 for children under age 10, with skate rentals for $10. Families can enjoy the toy workshop inside a life-sized gingerbread house for $18. Entry to Winterfest is free, located at 100 Hood Park Drive, Boston. Now on to sports. Last night on Sunday Night Football in Texas, the Dallas Cowboys, now 7-8, edged past the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who slipped to 8-7, with a thrilling 26-24 victory. Cooper Rush threw for a touchdown, and Brandon Aubrey nailed 2 58-yard field goals. Despite Baker Mayfield's 2 touchdowns, Daron Bland's crucial forced fumble secured the Cowboys' win, ending Tampa Bay's 4-game winning streak. Tonight, on Monday Night Football, the Green Bay Packers at 10-4 host the New Orleans Saints, who are 5-9. The Packers are favored by 13.5 and have been scoring 30-plus points in their past 4 games. With Alvin Kamara sidelined, Spencer Rattler leads the Saints' offense against a formidable Packers defense. In local sports, On Sunday, the Pats fell short against the formidable Bills in Orchard Park, losing 24-21. Despite Drake May's valiant effort with two touchdowns, the Pats' struggles continued. Ramondre Stevenson scored on a 14-yard run, but costly turnovers proved detrimental. The Patriots are now 3-12. The Celtics and Bruins were off last night. Tonight, the Celtics, with a stellar record of 22-6, visit the Orlando Magic at the Kia Center. The Seas are favored by 6.5 points. Also tonight, the Bruins, at 18-13-4, clash with the Capitals in Beantown. The Bees, led by David Pastrnak with 35 points, aim to rebound at the Garden. Washington, boasting 22-8-4, are without Alex Ovechkin. In top news, dog owners often wonder what goes on in their pets' minds. With emerging technology, insights into canine cognition are finally becoming clearer. One owner, Thomas Luton, shares his experience with his dog, Laika, using a device called Fluent Pet, which allows pets to speak by pressing buttons. Laika, however, has become obsessed with treats. Research suggests dogs can understand some words, but they often rely on associations rather than a true comprehension of meaning. A company called Dognosis is developing EEG headsets to explore dogs' thoughts in real time, potentially revolutionizing our understanding of their inner worlds. In business news, a troubling trend is emerging at Gamblers Anonymous meetings across the country, where men are increasingly seeking help for compulsive trading addictions. Many are drawn to high-risk financial trades through user-friendly apps like Robinhood, likening options trading to the crack cocaine of the stock market. As the market booms, with stock prices climbing and cryptocurrencies reaching new heights, individuals are finding themselves trapped in a cycle of addiction, leading to severe financial and emotional distress. Experts warn that as trading activity grows, so too will the number of people needing support, marking a significant shift in gambling behavior. Speaking of crypto, Bitcoin is just under 95,800. Ethereum is just over 3,300. And Goetzius Maximus is about 51 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is developing a new smart doorbell camera that uses Face ID technology to unlock your door, similar to how you unlock your iPhone screen. According to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, this innovative device could be released by the end of 2025 at the earliest. The camera will utilize Apple's secure Enclave chip to securely store and process Face ID information. Gurman also mentions that this doorbell camera will likely integrate with existing HomeKit smart locks and may feature partnerships for a complete system. This initiative is part of Apple's broader strategy to enhance its smart home offerings. And in entertainment news, Jared Leto is set to portray the iconic villain, Skeletor, in the upcoming live-action film, Masters of the Universe. He will face off against Nicholas Galitzine, who plays the hero, He-Man. Joining Leto's sinister crew are Trapjaw, played by Samsey Wilson, Triclops, portrayed by Kojo Ada, and Goatman, played by Halfdor Bjornsson. This film marks a unique venture for Mattel, which aims to create its own cinematic universe, following the success of Barbie in 2023. Directed by Travis Knight, this adaptation has been in development for years and features a talented cast, including Alison Brie and Idris Elba. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American religious leader, Thomas S. Monson. And he said, "Christmas is the spirit of giving without a thought of getting. It is happiness because we see joy in people. It is forgetting self and finding time for others. It is discarding the meaningless and stressing the true values." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.